Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. We are so fortunate to tap into the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Got him on the line right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Saturn rising in the east during sunset and Jupiter in the south at twilight. The moon this week will be passing through its new moon phase, and as such, it will bring beautiful dark skies, perfect for stargazing at any time.
This week, you've got an update to an update that we recently had on a new space telescope.
Yes, it's the James Webb Telescope, or JWST. It's the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope, and its development has been a long and winding road, with this road set to get a little longer, with the launch of JWST now being pushed back to 2021. This has come as quite a disappointment to astronomers around the world who were hoping to use the telescope in March of next year when it was supposed to launch, but now they're going to have to wait a bit longer.
Now, when you say it's a long and winding road, it's nothing quite as long and complicated as the TMT, is it?
Well, it's an entirely different set of complications that involve the JWST. The problem with this telescope is that it is one of the most complex pieces of machinery ever constructed by the human race, and so it has to function flawlessly when it's launched into space. And NASA has decided that they need more time to work out some of the kinks that might occur in critical components of this telescope.
Because once it's up there, there's no messing with it, huh?
Absolutely. Unlike Hubble, which is in near-Earth orbit more or less, and astronauts can get to it and repair it, as they have done in the past, the JWST is going to be deployed to a point very far from the Earth, beyond the reach of any repair crews. If it breaks, nobody's going to be able to fix it, and it will become a $9.6 billion piece of space junk.
And is it because of that mega price tag that we still have the ground observatories?
It really is. A ground-based observatory costs just a fraction of that of a large space telescope like JWST. Even TMT, for example, will cost almost around one-tenth that of the JWST.
And anything goes wrong, you can just walk right in and fix it.
Exactly. Get your toolbox, wrench, spanner, job done.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun and enlightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.